You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Do you have a traditional IRA? You're probably aware that it is a savings vehicle known as a tax-deferred account. This means you don't pay taxes when you contribute, but only when you take funds out. To ensure that you will take money out eventually, the government mandates that you take required minimum distributions, or RMDs, beginning at age 70 and a half. What you may not be aware of is the stiff penalty that you will face if you don't. 50%. That's right, a 50% penalty on the amount you should have taken out. Even more, you will still owe taxes on the correct RMD. After years of putting money into an individual retirement account, you need to be just as disciplined when taking money out. Don't get a fund without having a proper exit strategy. You could avoid a bad surprise like this by getting professional advice in advance.
John, when we're saving money, when we're building up our assets, it's important to remember the three qualities of money and see all three represented: growth, safety, and liquidity. Now, that last one, liquidity, is about having access to your money when you need it. But we don't always need all of our money right at our fingertips, right?
Absolutely. Just because something is liquid, I mean, there's different periods of liquidity. I mean, some people need money immediately. That's what we have money in our checking accounts for, our savings account, where we can access it through a debit card or a cash station. You know, money sitting in brokerage accounts, they're liquid. It's a matter of selling money off in 3 to 5 business days. You know, having money tied up in annuities, you know, you generally speaking, companies give you 10% liquidity per year. The problem with retirement accounts, things like that, you know, the first person that takes money out of there for you once you withdraw it is Uncle Sam. He's on the hook for a third of it generally. So basically speaking, when we have people that want to say, okay, let's identify the money, the buckets of money we're going to put the money for. So if you want to have access to this thing, say you want to plan a big trip or you want to buy a house in the next year, you know, the place we put that money is savings accounts at a bank, checking accounts, money market, short-term CDs, things like that. Anything that's 1 to 2 years out, we put them in low-risk funds like bond funds, mutual funds, fee-based accounts. And that's what we do here with our fiduciary, Johnny, here in the office. He handles that part for us. Money that you need to be taken out in a 4 to 5 years or longer, you can possibly do it in mutual funds, stocks, REITs, fee-based accounts, things like that. And money you plan on living for the rest of your life, that's where you put the money in annuities or life products, second-to-die policies. You know, we just deal with a gentleman today. He called in from our ad in the Forbes magazine. He had $10 million. He's 83 years old. And he thought he had plenty of money for retirement. But his younger daughter a few years ago came down with MS. Mm-hmm. Her husband left her, and she's got 4 children of her own. So he's been taking care of that family now for the last 4 years. And it's cost him over $200,000 a year to maintain the home for her. So you can see how putting money aside for people like that, things change in life. I mean, this is not his deal. It was his, again, but he's taking care of his daughter. You know, that was an unforeseeable thing that came through for him. So now we're working on a second-to-die policy to leave some money to them once him and his wife passes on. And he wants to make sure that she's going to be taking care of his wife if something happens to him as well. So again, it's just a matter of sitting down, understanding what a client's needs are, what they're looking for, what their concerns are, and which direction do we go as far as steering them in the right way to make sure we can accomplish them goals.
We're trying to find that way to put our money, to put our assets into these buckets so that they are working for us the best that they can. If you have all of your money completely liquid, there's very little chance that it's going to be growing as much as it needs to be to, for example, keep up with inflation, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure that it's sitting there, have potential for growth at least. You know, have it diversified, have it somewhere. You have your safe money, you have your liquidity money. You know, we have our tax deferred money. There's plenty of different places available for our clients to put money. Just identify what the purpose for that money is, and then let's put a plan in place.
So sitting down for that initial no-cost consultation, as John mentioned earlier in the show, getting that income analysis, that fee and commission analysis, and part of this as well is that tax analysis to ensure that you're not paying more in taxes than you actually have to, right?
Absolutely. So if you're not using money, we talk about lazy assets all the time. There are different places out there where we can put it in some tax-deferred vehicles. They're 100% liquid. It comes with a tax-free death benefit, comes with tax-free income for a person down the road, actually comes with long-term care benefits. It's just a matter of knowing where to put this money and what the purpose for that money is. You know, we had a lady that came in here a couple of weeks ago. Her main concern was long-term care. She had about $250,000 sitting in a money market. She was making less than 1% on it, but she was getting a 1099 every year paying taxes on that money. She wasn't even using it. We were able to reposition that money for her into a product where it gave her tax-deferred income tied to an index, 100% safety of her principal, comes with long-term care benefits for both home health care and assisted living. So what we did was we took 150 of the 250, we gave her almost $340,000 of tax-free death benefits should she pass away. It came with almost $10,000 a month in long-term care benefits for 3 years, $8,000 a month for home health care for 5 years for her, and it's 100% liquid. She can get at her money anytime she wanted to. It also paid her an upfront bonus of 12%. So it's just a matter of who pays more in taxes, the informed or the uninformed. There's all kinds of different places out there where we can put this money to work for you. Because at the end of the day, money does one of two things. It either buys stuff or it earns interest. And if it's not doing either one of them, it's lazy. So let's put it to work for you and figure out what that purpose for that money is.
Absolutely. If you are worried that your plan is not taking care of you like it should, if you're worried that your financial advisor may not be taking care of you like he or she should, then today is the day to get that second set of eyes on your plan, to get that second opinion that can be so crucial. If you got a life-altering diagnosis, you would not just take their word for it. You would get that second opinion so that you could ensure that you are getting the best diagnosis, that you're getting the best care as you're heading forward, dealing with whatever roadblocks or bumps in the road are coming your way. Today is the day to pick up the phone and call John Kelly and get that second opinion on your plan. The number to call is 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. And John, this is a perfect opportunity for folks to give you a call because you keep spaces on your calendar open specifically for radio listeners. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Kip. So give us a call. Come on in. We'll sit down for a free consultation. In doing so, we'll get an opportunity to meet you, see what you're looking to do. We'll sit down, do a complete income plan analysis for you. We'll do a complete portfolio analysis for you. We'll also give you a Social Security maximization report for you. We'll show you how to maximize your Social Security benefits. For any client who comes on board, Kip, with over $250,000, we provide them with a free will, power of attorney for financial, and a power of attorney for medical. And any of our clients come on with over $500,000, we set up a complete family trust for them. We also give them the powers of attorney for financial and medical as well. So let's try to help them avoid probate, keep the money in their family, not going to Uncle Sam or going to the attorneys or court costs.
Absolutely. The number to call is 800-477-1135. Today is the day to get that process started. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Give John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services a call. Sit down with John and a member of his team to make sure that you are on the right track for retirement. The number again, 800-477-1135.
We do need to take a break, but when we return, we'll be looking at the daily habits that can make the difference between being a millionaire and being a thousandaire. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Let's talk annuities. Annuities come in many flavors. These include fixed, immediate, fixed index, and variable. While we would never recommend a variable annuity because of the potential of loss of income, the other three types of annuities, fixed, immediate, and fixed index, are a valuable and wise addition to an investment portfolio. Let's explore these. A fixed annuity operates similar to a CD at a bank. An insurance company guarantees a periodic set payment as well as a minimum interest rate. The immediate annuity acts as an individual pension plan. An income is guaranteed for life, regardless of age, and you have potential beneficiary options as well. Now, our last annuity to cover, the fixed index annuity, are very popular today because they protect investment dollars by offering a share of the market's upside. Your return is based on an equity index such as the S&P 500. So steer clear of variable annuities and remember how fixed, immediate, and fixed index annuities operate. But before pursuing any specific investments, remember to be sure to have a clear understanding of the good, bad, and ugly, and mentally establish an exit strategy before you invest.
Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill. A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.